This is the new generation of radio.
You got the foo?
This is Shaq Fu Radio.
Here we are live from the Shaq Fu Radio studios. It's your boy Gentry Thomas alongside the big fella, Shaquille O'Neal, the four-time NBA champion, the 15-time NBA All-Star, the two-time SEC Player of the Year, and now radio star. What's going on with you, Big Shaq?
What's up, Big Gentry? How you doing, cuz?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm just really excited about this new project we're working on, about ready to turn you into a big radio star.
Well, let's do it. You know, it's crazy. I always wanted to be a radio DJ.
You did?
Growing up in Newark, New Jersey, listening to DJ Red Alert and, listening to Magic Mike guys in Orlando and DJ Khaled when he first started out. You know, I've been on the ones and twos since 88, 89.
You're showing your age a little bit when you say that. You might not want to say it too loud.
But I don't want these cats to think I'm new at this.
I'm definitely
not new to this. I'm true to this.
He's from the old school. I read your book, and like the very first line, I was amazed when you said, growing up, your dream in Newark, New Jersey was to be an NBA basketball star. Your dream was to be a movie star, and your dream was to be a famous DJ. And I said to myself, man, I want to help Shaquille become a famous DJ, man. So you really were dreaming about this when you were a kid, and now your dreams are coming true. You got your own radio station.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially children, get their inspiration from something or someone. So when I was 13 years old, I went to a Public Enemy concert, and Terminator X killed it. Terminator X, he had put a Transformer mix on the Flash Gordon song, and the crowd was going crazy. I was up front, I had my leather jacket on with a big Flavor Flav clock in San Antonio, Texas. Everybody was going crazy. I was like, I want to do that one day. And, I got the opportunity to rock some crowds. I did it at the Super Bowl, NBA Finals. I did it at Club Chateau in Vegas, a couple pool parties in Vegas. But ever since that moment when I was 13 years old, I was like, you know what? I want to be a DJ. And, just went to the pawn shop, got some SP-1200s, got me a little mixer, got some little speakers, and had the records. And then got away from it for a while, started rapping. But now the CDs are here, the CDJs are here. I kind of got back into it because I used to travel, especially when I was DJing in college, I used to travel like four or five crates of records. Now, the powers to be have made it much easier. All your music is on your laptop, so I'm getting back into it right now.
Yeah, well, watch out for him. Shaq Fu is going to be coming to a venue near you, and make sure you download the app. Going to be coming out here real soon. And you've been working really hard lately. I know even after basketball, it seems like you're everywhere. All kinds of business ventures. Anything new on the horizon for Shaquille other than the radio station? I know you got a podcast that you're going to be doing. What's going to be keeping you busy this summer?
I'm going to be doing the podcast. I'm going to be doing the Shaq Fu Radio app. I'm going to be DJing all over the world because, for me, music has always been my stress reliever. Whenever I get in the jam, whatever, I'll get in one of my ride or get in one of my rooms or throw in the headphones and music, all types of music, hip-hop, trap, R&B, pop. So music.
What about country music? Can you get down in the country?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite country artist?
You got to know when to fold them.
Kenny Rogers.
I don't know the words. We know black people don't ever know the words. We just know the rhythm. You got to know your tussle. But yeah, I just like all kind of music.
What kind of music are we going to hear here on Shaq Fu Radio? Because you are programming this thing. This radio station that's coming to a radio near you, Shaquille O'Neal is programming it from beginning to end. So what can we expect when we tune into Shaq Fu Radio?
We're going to give you hot hip-hop, hot R&B, and I'm doing something that's never been done before. I'm letting new upcoming artists play their stuff on my radio.
That's awesome.
A lot of these independent artists don't really have the chance to get their stuff played, so I have the capability of having large listeners and a lot of followers. So, we're going to give these upcoming artists a chance, because all the hot artists were once upcoming artists. So, maybe we could break a new act on Shaq Fu Radio. I'm also doing something for DJs. All the, little upcoming hot DJs who don't have the big name, we're going to give guys hour, 2 hour slots for them to, do their thing on the app.
We actually got a contest going on right now, ShaqFuRadio.com. If you go there now, submit your mixes. Shaq is throwing some prize money out there. We're looking for three DJs to join the Diesel Dog Mafia. If you think you got the skills on the ones and twos,
I want
you to go to ShaqFuRadio.com, submit your stuff, and your chance to win some cash money straight out of Shaq's bank account.
First place, $3,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $1,000. Everybody wins.
you know, you've been in this hip-hop game, you said, a while. You've been doing this thing since 88. There's a great story, another reference to your book, but you had a chance to actually record a record with Biggie, and we're going to be playing a lot of Biggie on Shaq Fu Radio. Just tell that story about your exchange with him, the studio time, and then there's also a sad story, but an interesting story on a chance that you had to see him just before he passed.
Well, I'm riding in the car, and everybody's talking about this new MC Biggie Smalls. And he says, I'm slamming brothers like Shaquille. So I was like, he knows who I am. So that was like a big moment in my house. It was like, Biggie knows who I am. And, you know, we were kind of the same age. So when I started doing the first album, I didn't, you know, reach out to him because he was still doing his thing. So when I was working on the second album, my manager, his name was Frank, rest in peace. Frank and Biggie grew up together. They were from the same neighborhood. So Frank reached out to Biggie and asked Biggie if he'd do a verse on my thing. And Biggie said he really respected my album. He said, you know, he listened to my album. Because, you know, most people that cross over, they really get chastised because they really don't do it right. But, you know, I think people from listening to the music, they understood that I grew up, the same way they grew up. Because most rappers want to be basketball players. Right?
And most basketball players want to be rappers.
I'm just the first to do it and first to do it successfully. So Frank reached out to Big, and Big came down. And at this time, I had a studio in my house. My first album went platinum, so I got tired of going to the recording studio. So I built one in my house. And, you know, a lot of people talked about how Biggie didn't write anything down. So I was nervous. So before he got there, I did my whole verse. I did my verse like 20 times because, I mean, this is like, you know, stepping on the court with Jordan. Your game better be ready or you're going to get killed. So I did my verse. I did my verse 10 times before he got there, laid it down. So when I got there, he was like, all right, let me hear it. So I played my verse. He was like, that's tight, that's tight. He played the song one more time. So I said, Big, I'm going to, you know, just go over there, get something to eat. You hungry, whatever. I'm going to just let you do your thing. He's like, no, I'm ready. Like, what you mean you're ready? He's like, I'm ready. And he murdered that beat. 5 minutes. He just listened to the song twice and he murdered it. Crazy thing is the first copy was really, really vulgar. And me being Shaq said, Biggie, it's a dope verse. I never want to tell you how to do your business, but can you tame it down? He said, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. My bad, D's. Went back in, whole different verse, murdered that one too.
Said, just right off the top of his head.
Right off the top. We did that. And, you know, he finished that in like 10 minutes. And then, you know, we had a great conversation with that. And, you know, he walked around my house. He was like, yo, man, I want to get one of these for my moms. And, you know, we just talked about how to do it. So then we got on the Sea-Doo. Him and Little C's couldn't swim. So the Sea-Doo flipped over and Little C's was back. So we had to go out there and save them. And, you know, they stayed in my pool house. And next day they left and we was cool. And then a couple of years later when, you know, all the nonsense happened, I'm riding on Sunset, and the traffic is backed up. So he was getting a tattoo. You know, I walked through the shadow of the Valley of Death, all that. So, you know, we was telling him, I was like, hey, man, what you doing out here? Be careful, because there's a lot of tension in front of the place. And he was like, yo, man, I'm doing a party. I want you to come. So I said, all right, I'll be there. So I was dressed to go to the party. I had on a cold white suit, and I had my headphones. I was waiting for Uncle Jerome. Everybody knows me and Uncle Jerome. So I had my headphones on, but Uncle Jerome was downstairs calling and never answered the phone. So by the time I woke up and answered the phone, it was already too late. But I always say to myself, if I was there right then, would it have went down?
Is he your all-time favorite rapper of all time?
Yeah, he's one of them. I don't like to just say he's the favorite, because I know a lot of rappers. I don't want to upset anyone. So me being a basketball player, I like to always put it in basketball terms. So, you know, you got the old legends. I don't need to mention them. I already know KRS-One. We already know those guys are great. But you, at the point guard, you got Lil Wayne, right? And at the unorthodox shooting guard, I got Eminem.
Oh, you got a white boy on the floor.
Yeah, and at the small forward, I got Jigga. And then at another small forward, but a power forward, is Nas. And then you got Biggie at number five. You know, those are my five best ones right there. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say who the best is. And, you know, when guys feel they're the best, that's when they put out great music. So I love where the game is at right now.
Well, we're going to be playing the best hip-hop and R&B right here, Shaq Fu Radio. Stay tuned. Big things coming, baby.
Follow Shaq on Twitter. Watch him on Instagram. Tune into TNT Sports.
Yeah, Shaq Fu. Yeah, I killed them all.
And keep your radio stuck right where you got it. Shaq Fu Radio.